The images in the following program are highly sensitive and may be as disturbing to viewers as they were to us. However, we have to show the truth about animal cruelty.
Caring, concerned viewers, welcome to Animal World, our co-inhabitants. Today on the Stop Animal Cruelty series, we will meet a member of the New Zealand-based animal protection group, Save Animals from Exploitation, or SAFE. As swine flu cases rapidly spread worldwide, the media have been focusing on the cause of the pandemic. The source is no mystery. The problem stems from the factory farming of pigs, chickens, and other animals. Groups and individuals around the globe are working non-stop to protect the lives of the gentle beings trapped in these cruel, intensive agricultural systems. In New Zealand, for example, SAFE is conducting the Love Pigs campaign to raise awareness about the extremely inhumane living conditions of pigs on factory farms, and to ask the public to stop buying pig-based products. Now let's hear from SAFE's campaign director, Hans Creek, who will explain why we should care about the lives of these beautiful beings.
Yeah, I think us as human beings, we connect with each other by looking each other into the eye. And when you actually look an animal like a pig in the eye, you can see that there is a sentient being there. You can see that there is a soul in there. You can see that there is a thinking creature there that is suffering. A lot of people that have dogs, for instance, when you look at your dog in the eye, people know that there's a soul. They know that there's an animal in there that has thoughts, that's happy, that's sad. You know, we can read emotions in our own dogs. And we can't do that with factory farmed animals because we don't get to see them, because the farmers keep them well clear from us behind their closed doors.
To produce piglets, factory farms impregnate female pigs or sows through forced insemination. Besides being utterly insensitive and abusive, this practice is extremely painful and emotionally wrenching for the sows involved. And afterwards, for the entire length of their four-month pregnancies, these gentle beings are confined in small metal cages.
In New Zealand, about 800,000 pigs get slaughtered each year. And 20,000 pigs in New Zealand live in what are called sow stalls. And these are pregnant pigs, and they're kept in crates. And the crates are so small that the animal can't even turn around. So the pig can only stand up and lie down, which is, if you were to keep a dog like that, for instance, in this country, you would be prosecuted, and you could go to jail. So why should it be any different to a pig? The fact is that all the crates and all the farms are the same size. They are 60 centimeters wide, 2 meters long, so the pig just fits in. The cruelty is inherent in keeping pigs in these small crates.
The mothers-to-be are treated with absolutely no respect, care, or consideration.
And then when they are due to give birth, they are put in another crate, which is called a farrowing crate. And in that crate, they still can't do anything else but stand up and lie down. But there's a little room for their little piglets, which they then raise for about only 4 weeks when the piglets are removed. So the mother really can't build a nest as she normally would do. She's just lying on bare concrete all that time. And after 4 weeks, the piglets are removed. And then the mother is made pregnant again straight away and goes back into a sow stall. So that cycle of abuse just repeats itself over and over again.
The life of factory-farmed piglets is also beyond conception, as the adorable youngsters are horribly mistreated by the operators.
Once they're removed from the mother, they go into fattening pens, which are just barren concrete pens. They're just standing in a bare concrete pen, crammed in. You would just not believe how many pigs you can cram into a pen. And again, if you were to keep dogs like that, there would be a public outcry. And because this is out of sight, out of mind, it just carries on.
The young ones are subjected to unimaginable cruelties. For example, to make their flesh softer, male pigs have their testicles cut out of their scrotums without the benefit of anesthetics. Male and female pigs also have their tails painfully snipped off and their teeth brutally snapped out with pliers.
Especially in the big industrialized countries, intensive farming is huge. And so when you look at the American intensive pig production, for instance, it's just scary. Actually, interestingly enough, the farm that was accused of being responsible for the outbreak of the swine flu recently, that's actually owned by an American/Canadian company. But the farm is situated in Mexico, and it has 1 million pigs on the farm. 1 million animals. That's more than the entire pig production in New Zealand. So it's very, very sad. And unfortunately, a lot of Asian countries are catching up fast with regards to factory farming. And you see more and more factory farms being built there.
When we return, we'll continue our interview with Hans Creek and introduce you to Love Pigs campaign supporter, Mike King. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
The images in the following program are highly sensitive and may be as disturbing to viewers as they were to us. However, we have to show the truth about animal cruelty.
This is Stop Animal Cruelty on Supreme Master Television. Today, we are speaking with Hans Creek, campaign director of New Zealand's animal protection group, Save Animals from Exploitation, about the unconscionable treatment of pigs on factory farms. The group's latest campaign, Love Pigs, seeks an immediate end to the practice and has garnered much support. For example, former New Zealand pork industry spokesperson and comedian Mike King toured a pig factory farm in New Zealand, and the shocking experience convinced him to champion the Love Pigs campaign.
One pig was mine, he couldn't even move, just froth everywhere. Then we walked past, there's a dead pig. I thought it was asleep, and I went to touch it, dead cold. Other pigs, you know, just looking depressed. Went out to the fattening pens. There were pigs that couldn't even walk. Pigs that could barely stand up. Look, put it this way: if these were dogs, if these were horses, if these were sheep, if these were cows, if these were goats, these people would be in jail. Pigs are curious animals. They're loving animals. But they're all jumping. This is disgusting. This should be illegal, and we should outlaw it right now.
Factory farms are also responsible for the rapid and devastating spread of viruses among both humans and animals. One such virus is swine flu, which has created a global pandemic. The extreme stress experienced by pigs trapped in factory farm operations causes a weakening of their immune systems, and their filthy, dark, cramped living conditions create a suitable environment for viruses to flourish.
There are a lot of scientists around now that actually saying that these factory farms are incubators for disease. Because you can just imagine when you have tens of thousands of hundreds of thousands of animals all together, that if a virus gets in there, it will spread really quickly. But also, you have the farm workers that are very close proximity to these animals. So with the swine flu, if that starts to mutate in the animals, then the people working there are obviously at risk.
Factory farming is also an extremely wasteful and disrespectful use of Earth's precious resources.
It's completely impossible for the world to eat meat without abusing animals, essentially. There's so many people now that if the whole world wants to eat as much meat as we eat in the Western world, production actually couldn't keep up, simply could not keep up. There's not enough grain to feed those animals. There's no feed for them in the first place, not enough space, and another really important issue, not enough water.
If there were no demand for meat, factory farms would shut their doors immediately.
In the end, consumers are all important. If people stop buying the product, farmers have no choice but stop producing it. So consumers are highly important. And also, without consumer pressure, the government won't act. So that's very important. In the end, the government is the organization that is going to change the law. So the government has a huge responsibility here. And also, given the fact that the Animal Welfare Act in New Zealand says that animals must be able to express their normal patterns of behavior, clearly those systems are illegal because animals can't even turn around, let alone express their normal behavior. Even the Prime Minister of New Zealand, John Key, has said that these practices are unacceptable and he wants something done about it. So this is the first time in New Zealand that this is discussed by a Prime Minister. So we are really hopeful that something will happen this year.
There is a simple method at hand for stopping the savage treatment of pigs and other farm animals, the spread of dangerous viruses such as swine flu, and the tremendous waste of food, water, and other resources caused by factory farming. The adoption of an organic, plant-based diet.
I think the most important thing for people is not to consider themselves insignificant. So, you know, do something about it. Don't sit back. And by just making a change yourself, you will influence the people around you. And so that will grow and grow and grow. And I think if we all do it together, then the world will be a much better place for it.
We would like to extend our heartfelt thanks to Mr. Hans Creek, other members of Save Animals from Exploitation, or SAFE, and supporters such as Mr. Mike King for their noble caring efforts in protecting our beloved animal co-inhabitants. Together, we can stop animal cruelty by living a vegan lifestyle. That is, wearing clothes not produced from animal skins, eating food that is not derived from their bodies, and using products that were not tested on them. We thank you for being with us today on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Coming up next is enlightening entertainment after noteworthy news. May all our animal friends be cherished and loved.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com /stop-animal-cruelty.